Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
I was so excited to wake up to the new Turnpike Troubadours album this morning, only to have it taken down by something even more exciting, and that is the return of journalism in Kansas City. Yes, my favorite band put out its first album in over 6 years. But even more rare than that is actual journalism in Kansas City, and we've got it. From our good friend at tonyskansascity.com, which is a website I encourage and a blog, I encourage all of you to visit every single day if you want to keep up with what's going on in Kansas City with a very inquisitive perspective. Tony is, I don't really know him well, okay? We've talked a couple times and emailed and things like that, but I think we have some sort of same DNA where we really question everything that people in authority or power say and wonder if it's the truth and what's underlying. And Tony's Kansas City's got a beauty on this Friday that you need to go read. Again, his website is tonyskansascity.com, and his lead story is about the fake North Kansas City poll. Now, this is pertaining to the Royals' new ballpark and Ballpark Village. As you know, the Royals had a news conference come out on Tuesday where they released the renderings of both ballparks that they would like to build either downtown or across the river in North Kansas City. Along with that was the release of information, a poll that came out that said, and the media's run wild with this, Clay County voters will not support a new stadium, that they don't really want it, that if they're asked, would you like the Royals to move, they sort of, in lukewarm water, say, sure, we'd take the Royals, but then they're asked about, you know, supporting it with a tax or paying for it, and it's emphatically no chance. I mean, overwhelmingly no chance Clay County's going to do this. Again, it's not a tax on you. It is a sales tax that over time people coming to the Ballpark Village would be paying outside of Clay County and paying for it for you in large part. A lot of the revenue and money spent in Clay County clearly is Clay County residents, the majority, in fact. But now you're creating something that brings people to your county that helps pay for something and a benefit that you're getting in your county. It looks like a winning decision to me for Clay County, and I'm biased. I like that slot. I like the North Kansas City site better than the downtown site. But Tony's Kansas City is the return of real journalism in this town. 4 days after all this went down, 3 days after all this went down, Tony's Kansas City has been working tirelessly for 3 days on this story. This poll came out, and nobody knew what it was. I mentioned it on the podcast earlier this week and said, well, it looks like it's a group from D.C. It's called This and That or whatever, based in Washington, D.C. But Tony's Kansas City's been working on this for days, and he found out that is not the case at all. Get this. Now, remember, there's two competing entities here. There's downtown versus Clay County, Jackson County versus Clay County, on who gets the Royals. This polling company is called Bold Decision. Okay, that's the name of their company. Tony's Kansas City finds that they're not, they've done a lot of work in California, California politicians, climate change, things that's very left-leaning. They're a pollster, a poll outfit, that nobody really claims to have used. But they list on their website some of the things that they've done. Well, this gets crazier and crazier. Bold Decision is a new name. They changed their name last year. It's gone through three name changes. And again, they've done polling on California climate. There really are no policy credits anywhere that people are citing this polling company saying, well, this is the one we use. And, you know, you've seen all the polls. Trump is polling at this, and they'll say, this is from the Brookings Institute or Rasmussen or whatever. Bold Decision doesn't get credit anywhere. They're just a polling company that you freaking hire. When you hire them, they give you the results you want. That's why they keep changing their name. They're not legitimate. They keep reorganizing. Well, this gets great. Tony's Kansas City reports the following. In this particular poll that says North Kansas City will not support the Royals with finances, we learned that there was no choice in the poll of undecided. It was either you're for it or against it. Well, that's not normal for a poll. The pollster refused to say who paid for the poll. So this is a private poll. Bold Decision refuses to disclose who paid them to conduct any poll. They released it at the exact same time the Royals were releasing the renderings of the two different ballparks. The Royals announced at their news conference their internal polling is really good in Clay County, or they wouldn't be at this point. So the Royals didn't do this. The Royals polling is pretty good on Clay County, according to the Royals. So immediately, what are you thinking? The first person that comes to mind when you're thinking about a fake poll, a rigged poll, who are you thinking? Quentin Lucas. That's the first person you're thinking of, right? Quentin Lucas is going to put out a fake poll about how Clay County won't support this, so it gets the news run that it's gotten over the last 3 days in Kansas City, persuading people in Clay County to think, well, this is a loser. We don't want to do this. This ballpark belongs downtown. Well, it turns out that one of the top clients for Bold Decision, which previously had two different names, top client is a company called the Partnership for Jersey City. So this is a government entity of some sort. This is their major client. And they work with Jersey City on polling in Jersey City to try to help them decide what exactly is going to take place. Well, lo and behold, Tony's Kansas City has connected the dots. He found the biggest client for this group being the Partnership for Jersey City, where Kansas City city manager, who's been causing quite a stir in this town, formerly was the city manager in Jersey City. That's right, Brian Platt, the Kansas City city manager, was the Jersey City manager and hired this company to do all kinds of polling in the Partnership for Jersey City. And now, after name changes, he thought he could sneak this through. Nobody would know what he's doing. He's got people there that he trusts. They'd never say it came from Brian Platt or City Hall. This was Kansas City, Missouri's City Hall, Quentin Lucas, Brian Platt, creating a fake poll, paying for it with your tax dollars in order to try to scam the ballpark into downtown. Tony'sKansasCity.com. If you are not going there every day, you are not learning and understanding how dirty this town is, the things that are going on, the scams that are taking place. I read this very early this morning. I was the first to respond on Tony's blog site. You can put a reply right there. I replied on there that this is just outstanding work, ridiculously great work, okay? And he's needed more than ever. Tony's Kansas City is. And now I'm asking, maybe Tony and I can work together. Can we find out where the hell the World Cup money's coming from? Because nobody said where that's coming from. How are they going to scam us on that? So literally, the dirty dealings after Kansas City, Missouri has failed miserably at every turn to keep the Royals in Jackson County and Frank White and all of them. After they failed at every turn, when they have an owner saying, we want to go downtown, they have a major league team in their city that wants to move to downtown Kansas City, Missouri, and somehow Kansas City and Jackson County are having a hard time pulling that off. They've been partners for what? 60 years? 50 years? 1973? 50 years they've been partners, the county and the city. And they're on the verge of blowing this. And you have to ask why. And now they're resorting to basically complete and utter dishonesty. A fake poll. And folks, this is a fake poll. There is no way the Royals are considering Clay County. I'll promise you this. There is no way the Royals are announcing they're going to Clay County unless their polling is very good. All right? And the Royals are probably hiring real polling agencies and not releasing that information. They're keeping it in-house. They've got a marketing plan, regardless of which site they go to. They've got a marketing plan. And you know it involves Patrick Mahomes and Bobby Witt Jr. The Royals are now in a spot where they almost have to sign Bobby Witt Jr. long-term in order to show the city that they are committed to winning baseball in Kansas City. They must sign Bobby Witt Jr. long-term. This is not debatable. It needs to be a 10-year deal. It needs to be maybe $200 to $240 million. It needs to take free agency out of the equation. And the ownership of this team must say right now, we are very serious about winning in Kansas City. This is a top five player in Major League Baseball. We are locking him up, and we are building our future around Bobby Witt Jr. The Kansas City Royals must do this in conjunction with the stadium. You might as well just tack it on as another expense for building a new ballpark. Because if you don't make that statement to the fans, good luck with your ballpark project. The Royals aren't winning. This is money that spends out over time as revenues increase. You still run your payroll year to year. You can run a smart organization, have a very high paid player, and still win. These things are all possible. But this has to come together now for the Royals. clearly you have been misled by the media in this town. Here's the problem with the media in this town. I gave that poll on this podcast, and I said something to the effect of, I'm paraphrasing, I said something to the effect of, well, that's surprising. That's surprising to me that it was that lopsided. And I said, listen, if they're selected, this will change. There will be marketing. I don't believe it. I think Clay County will vote yes. I think they have a much better chance of getting real dollars from Clay County than Jackson County at this point. I do. I've always felt like stealing something gets voters way more excited than keeping something. And that's where this is. Clay County stealing it is a big deal. I think Clay County will vote yes. I think the state of Missouri will support this. I think we're looking at a new entertainment area in Kansas City, something they don't have north of the river. They don't. They've got some casinos in North Kansas City. The shopping district up off Berry Road is nice, but a lot of retail shopping is fading. That area in downtown North Kansas City is already on its own sort of developing into an entertainment destination, a fun place to be, a nice outing, a good day. A good day. We're going to go to North Kansas City and spend a day. It's already becoming that without the ballpark. This is a win-win-win-win-win for Clay County if they pull this off. And now we know that since Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri, and the Democrats that run the place are such fraudulent, dirty deed doers, their poll is fake. My God, Tony's Kansas City, you are an absolute treasure in this town. Thank you for the work that you do. That's just an amazing lead story today. Again, the website is tonyskansascity.com. If you want to read the whole thing, it is quite a read. It's a blog now. It's not a newspaper. This is a blog. He's a blogger. But damn, he's good. He is really good at this stuff. And he is so skeptical at every turn of whatever the leaders say. And he's plugged into City Hall and a lot of people there. This is good reporting. He also points out on his website today that Garth Brooks has announced a news conference next week at Kauffman Stadium. And there will be famous athletes from all over the country there. I have a guess. This is why you listen to the podcast. I have a guess. My guess is Kansas City's getting a professional pickleball team. Garth Brooks will be the main name, but there will be other athletes involved. Tom Brady's involved in this league. LeBron James is involved in this league. All these people are involved in this league. You might as well put your money down that it's going to be Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Maybe even Bobby Witt Jr. It's going to be at Kauffman Stadium. I don't know exactly what the Royals' function will be in this, if this is what it is, but it sounds to me like a Major League Pickleball team. Maybe the Royals' ownership group is a partner. I don't know. And maybe that's not it. Maybe it has something to do with the Royals. Maybe it does. Maybe Garth Brooks is coming to town saying he and other athletes are committed to building restaurants and bars and shops in the new ballpark village. That could be it. There's a lot of things it could be. It also could be Garth Brooks saying, hey, I'm going to be doing concerts here, but why would they be bringing in athletes from out of town? The release says major sports stars from out of town will be there as well. If it's major sports stars from out of town, this generally, the growing trend in America is minor league sports are owned by celebrities because that's the best way to get people engaged and watching. And to me, it smells like pickleball. We'll see. I don't know anything. I just know the Pickleball League is growing, and a lot of sports and entertainment celebrities are in that league. Garth Brooks will be here Tuesday at Kauffman Stadium. I can't completely figure out the Kauffman Stadium angle unless they're going to play pickleball matches at Kauffman Stadium, which is possible. They could build a little stadium in the parking lot. They could do it with a platform over the infield down in there around home plate. There's a lot of places they could do it. Anything's possible, right? They could convert the little K. I don't know. I don't know. But Garth Brooks will be here next week. All right, on to Donald Trump. I know many of you hit the play button today, hoping to hear about Trump, his mugshot, his booking. You know, I'm going to have a different take on this. Well, the first thing is Trump did two things to deflect from the actual charges, two great things. He got back on Twitter, which more people today are talking about the fact that Trump is back on Twitter than the fact that Trump actually is up for some crimes. The second thing is, this was just brilliant. Apparently, he was allowed to pre-report before he got there his height and weight. They weren't going to measure him height or weight. And the internet is on fire on this one. The second I saw it, I'm like, what? There is no way. There is no way. He reported he's 6'3", 215 pounds. And I said, there ain't no chance. I told Jessica, I said, there's no way this guy got on a scale and was 215. How much did he pay the guy with the scale to write down 215? That's absurd. That's crazy on its face. Some other people have said one of the other bookings he had, they did weigh him and he was 245. I think it's more than that. This is a big man. He ain't Chris Christie, but he's a big man. He's a big, hulking, athletic man. He could be thinner. I don't think he's particularly unhealthy. He's athletic. He's got good genes. He's got a lot of good things working for him. That's not my complaint, and it's not my business what he weighs. All right, the guy's a badass. We all recognize that. But he's an even badder ass when they allow him to fill out a form before he gets there, and he writes down 6'3", 215. So a dude on Twitter put a picture of Trump hitting a golf ball next to Larry Fitzgerald, one of the greatest stud athletes in the history of the NFL, who is 6'3", 218. Larry Fitzgerald is 6'3", 218, right next to Trump, who says he's 6'3", 215, and it's hysterical. But you see what he does. This is what Trump is great at. He's great at deflecting. Get people worrying about things that are... The more people talk about things that are completely insignificant about Donald Trump, the more frivolous all this crap becomes. The less serious anybody will take any of this. Turn this into a joke. Turn it into the day that you get back on Twitter. Have your 140 million views of your mugshot already on your Twitter handle, on your Twitter site. Get everybody in America laughing at the weight. It's a freaking joke. He knows nobody thinks he weighs 215. This is what the guy does. He's a showman. It's simple. Maybe it's egotistical and narcissistic. I don't know. I think you're probably drawing too much of a conclusion going that way, but I'm sure a lot of pundits on CNN will do that. It's funny. I'm pretty sure he's laughing about it. Nobody on earth thinks the man weighs 215. It's ridiculous. And everybody is talking about it, which is great. Look, they have no case whatsoever in Fulton County. None. And even if he's convicted, it gets appealed to a higher court and gets tossed out. This is a joke. The Fulton County thing is a joke. That being said, I don't think Donald Trump had a great week here. I don't think he had a great week. Now, this is a small number. So like 70-some million people voted for Donald Trump, right? But the debate a couple nights ago got almost 13 million viewers on Fox. That's a big number. That is not Trump numbers. When Trump was in the first debate in 2016, it was double that. It was 25 million or something like that. So these are not Trump numbers. But I am surprised that it got that many. That tells me, and again, this is a small percentage, 13 million out of 70 million that voted for Trump. That's a small percentage of people that watched. A much bigger percentage will vote, and they didn't watch. But there is at least some interest by people of two things. Maybe the first thing they're looking for is, which one of these people do I want to run with Trump? But there's still about 40-some percent of the people in polls that say right now they'd vote for somebody other than Trump, and these are registered Republicans. And they were watching, clearly, and looking. So what that means, I don't know. What we don't know about Donald Trump is, of the whole, of everyone that is going to go to vote Republican, how many will either not vote for Trump or not turn out because he's the candidate? We just don't know that answer. We don't. But there is, you know, that's not a great sign for Trump that many people watched. He'll gloat and say, it's only half of what was there when I was there. And that's true. It was not Trump numbers. Don't get me wrong. It's not. I am surprised that the numbers were that high. I thought it would be Women's World Cup low. I really did. Fox claims Ron DeSantis won the debate. They have polling that shows that. Fox wants Ron DeSantis to be the nominee. And so they've proclaimed him the winner. I really guess I don't doubt that polling suggests that. People, when they're polled, they like a couple of things. They like name recognition, so people know DeSantis has done the job. And they like people who stay out of the fights. But these same people who tell pollsters, we like someone who stayed out of the brawls, that didn't call people names and act like a crazy person up there, they're also the same people that are first to go vote for a street brawler. Like, there are millions and millions of people that voted for Trump and loved it, would tell a pollster they like somebody who was calm up there and didn't get in a fight. They don't mean it. What you tell a pollster and how you vote are two different things. So did Ron DeSantis win this thing? I think he had a good night. I think he had a good night because he stayed out of the fray. I knew that would poll well with people. I gave you this analysis right after the debate. I said Ron DeSantis had a good night because people are going to say they like the fact that he didn't call names. He looked more presidential than the others. He has more track record and a hotter hot streak right now than anyone else, more to talk about what he's done. So, yeah, in that regard. But I thought he was nervous. I think he's goofy at times. Not goofy isn't the right word. He's not goofy. He's nerdy. He's nervous. It's cringeworthy sometimes. He's just not comfortable and just doesn't really connect with people. It's like the weight of the world is on him every time he's up there in front of the camera. Now, when they had a hurricane and he's just standing up there fielding questions from reporters, he does great. But he's clearly nervous in this spotlight and doesn't handle this spotlight very well. Vivek Ramaswamy had probably the best night because so many people got to know him. And now immediately, again, Fox News, propping up DeSantis for winning the debate and doing a hit piece at foxnews.com today on Vivek Ramaswamy, who said, "My parents came here with nothing. And now I have almost $1 billion. We're self-made." Oh, Fox News is going to tell you that Vivek's parents came here with education. They were educated in India when they came here. Yeah, that doesn't mean they came here with any money. His comment was, "My parents came here with no money. That's how we started as a family. And we've done very well in America." That's his message. Fox wants to tear it apart now and say, well, his parents had fancy degrees from colleges in India when they came here. All true. I don't know if anybody's noticed or not, since we tell the truth here at this podcast. Has anybody noticed this? The smartest people come into this country making the most money are Indians and Asians. Why? They get educated at home and they go, damn, I can go make some money in America. That is low-hanging fruit, some of these people. And they come here and they kick our ass. And they get the best jobs and they start up companies and they make millions and sometimes billions. This is good for America. We have no trouble with Indians and Asians coming to this country legally and becoming billionaires. In fact, I love it. It is Vivek Ramaswamy should stand at the top of the mountain and scream this story. And Fox News wants to tear him down on it now, like he's misleading people because he wound up in high school in a private prep school. Yes, his dad immediately went to work for GE here. And over the course of 20 years at GE, he got some big raises and started making a lot of money. And what did he do? He valued his son's educations and he sent them to a private school. He probably still didn't have a ton of money in the bank. He was probably spending what he earned and what his wife was earning on their kids to get them the best possible educations. They then went to the Ivy League, which wasn't cheap. They got scholarships, but they paid for this. Does that mean you're of privilege, or does that mean that this was your sole focus? We're here in America. We're gifted and smart. Here's how we're making the most of it. Good God, Fox. Let CNN write those pieces, not you. Embarrassing. KKHI is brought to you by Tickets for Less and ticketsforless.com. You know, there's a local number. If you don't like logging on and going through all that, there's a local number you can just call. Give them a credit card. They'll email you your tickets into your inbox. It's so easy. It's a personal concierge. Even if you don't live in Kansas City, you can call the local number. And this is a great way to do it. Because when you call the local number, it's like the bat phone at Tickets for Less. It's old school. It's not people from around the country. They know you're in on the good stuff. 913-685-3322. Use the promo code KKHI, even if you're on the phone. They'll give you a 5 to 15% discount on anything you buy. Whether you want to go see Turnpike Troubadour Saturday night at Sandstone, the Goo Goo Dolls and OAR Sunday night at Starlight. Yeah, great concerts this weekend. Or you're headed to the Chiefs game on Saturday. Preseason tickets are not expensive. You can take big groups of people and all your kids and grandchildren if you want. But remember the promo code KKHI. And if you're looking for those regular season tickets, nobody offers more and VIP packages than ticketsforless.com. Saturday's a great day to go to B-Stock in Olathe, 14680 South Flaming Road. Folks, listen to this. An Apple iPad, brand new, full warranty, inbox, $299. That is ridiculous. I mean, that's just crazy. $299. They've got a crazy appliance sale going on the floor. They basically just want you to take them off their hands. Go in. Here's my challenge to you. If you see an appliance there that you want, a washer and dryer, refrigerator, whatever it may be, if you see it there, I just offer 100 less. Say, I'll take this off your hands right now. I mean, they're just giving them away. If they're taking up too much room in the warehouse. 70-inch TVs take up a lot of room too, and they got two giant truckloads of TU-7000s from Samsung. These are 4K 70-inch TVs. I feel bad for anybody else in Kansas City that's buying a 70-inch TV this year that doesn't get one of these for $399. And they'll deliver it to you for $25. BeStock.net in Olathe. Joslyn's Jewelry is one of our great retail sponsors. Good place to visit Saturday if you're looking for something shiny and sparkly for the loved one in your life. Remember, Joslyn's is the jewelry you're recommending to your friends and family, and never, ever, ever any commissions. And Window World, the title sponsor of KKHI. I got several emails this week from people who've used Window World. They love the customer service. Yes, the windows are outstanding. They're American-made. They got 0% financing, all of those things. But they didn't really know I could get a storm door or a sliding door. They do siding on your house or rental properties or lake properties. WindowsKansasCity.com is the website. Or call Window World for a free estimate today, 816-799-0820. T-Mobile has announced it's cutting 5,000 jobs. T-Mobile's secondary headquarters at this point are Overland Park, the old Sprint campus. We don't have the exact number on how many that's going to be. Somebody said they thought it might only be 500, but it's 500 jobs in Kansas City, whatever it is. T-Mobile is not the same as when it was locally owned. Cerner is a shell of what it was when it was locally owned. These big mergers have been good for the stocks. Like if you worked at Cerner all those years and the stock got run down in the late 2010s, the company was underperforming. Neil Patterson had died. The company wasn't what it was. People who ran it weren't as competent. And they sold it off. And when they sold it, since they've sold it off, the stocks, I think the Cerner stock has basically doubled in the last 3 years. So it's done very, very well if you held your stock. But if you got laid off and you walked away from Cerner, did you hold it? Was it in your 401k? Did you roll it over into something else? I don't know. I just feel bad for people that are working at T-Mobile and Cerner in this town because it just isn't the same. And I do think we can draw a correlation here to Bidenomics. I don't have a problem with that. We've been in this presidency long enough now to see all of this stuff happening. T-Mobile says it's too hard to recruit and retain customers. Full disclosure, I just tell you everything truthfully, all right? My T-Mobile price, the cost of having T-Mobile to me, and I was honored to be with them since I got my first phone because they were a local company. The price got outrageous. I couldn't stay. I called them. They said they'll lower it a little bit. I'm like, I can still do better. They said, well, thanks for doing business with us. Okay. 15 years of usage or whatever I was with them is just gone. So I switched to a deal for, this is crazy. I have Spectrum Cable. You can laugh at cable if you want. I'll put my cable deal and my streaming off of Spectrum and two or three streaming services I have, all of my high-speed internet and my cell phone bills, I'll put that up against anybody in the city. Spectrum is not an advertiser, folks. I'll put what I'm doing right now and what I'm spending up against any of you and what you're doing. My total bill right now comes to about $230 per month. That's everything. That's me and Jessica's cell phones, unlimited. That is our cable with all the channels and all the royals. It's a couple of streamers on there. It's the app that streams onto it. And it's the high-speed Wi-Fi that powers this podcast. They are not a sponsor. I couldn't be happier with them. We've had one day in we're getting ready to start our third year, right? Fourth year here. We've been doing this podcast for a while. We've had one day where I couldn't get the podcast up. One day of technical problems with this podcast. I do it all out of my house. My cell phone through Spectrum is on the Verizon network. They can't advertise that, but that's who it is. It's basically I now have a Verizon phone. Jessica and I have brand new iPhones. We pay $29.95 a month combined for a year. And then after a year, the second year is how much? Oh, they're going to charge me another $29 for her. I'm going to pay $58 after the first year, $58 per month for two iPhones and unlimited service on the Verizon network, which you can't get at Verizon. There are deals to be had, and if people shop around, it's no wonder T-Mobile's having trouble. I mostly had customer service problems with T-Mobile. They're not the same. Since the takeover, since T-Mobile took over Sprint, the company is not the same. That's all I can tell you. And now they're cutting 5,000 jobs. What a shame. Here's something that will surprise absolutely nobody listening to this podcast. 12 to 18-year-olds between 2016 and 19 tripled in the number of 12 to 18-year-olds that had sex change surgeries. It tripled. 2016 to 19, we don't have better data than that? Do they have to wait until they're adults to ask? I don't understand why that's 4 years old. My God, if it tripled those years, what's it doing now? Most of us haven't really seen this. Look, again, we're just going to say things that people don't say. Since the pandemic ended and we got back out there, there are more freaks running around than ever before. We've never seen so many trans, right? We've never seen this. We've just never seen this since the pandemic ended. We're like, what? I'm at Hy-Vee yesterday. I go to Hy-Vee because I like they got tremendous roast beef and turkey in their deli. To me, it's better than the other places. So I go there and I get it and I love it. And that's what I'm eating that stuff right now and just eating it loosely on my diet. And so I got to have lots of turkey in the fridge. So I go there to load up on the turkey and I go to check out and there's Alice at the checkout lane. I've got some produce, folks, which is why I go through the checkout lane and not self-checkout. I know how to self-checkout. I don't like doing it with produce because I always have a problem. So I've got some salad, some lettuce, I've got some celery, I've got some produce. So I go to the lane where the dude is going to do it for me, and the dude's name is Alice. I don't even know why I noticed. He shouldn't even wear a name tag. I don't get it. And I thought, okay, maybe he's got long hair in a ponytail, and he looks like a rocker. Like, maybe this is Alice Cooper. There's no boobs. Appears to be about 16 or 17 years old. The fingernails are painted. But again, this could be Alice Cooper. I don't know. I honestly walked away. I'm like, I don't know if this is an Alice Cooper fan or if this is a tran waiting for some surgeries and some breast implants. I really don't know. Dude's voice was down here. Said, thank you very much. Couldn't have been nicer. Just couldn't have been nicer. Wonderful person. We chatted. I didn't make any judgment. I'm just telling you the story that I see it everywhere. And I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what that person is. I don't know if that's a tran. I don't know if that's somebody who loves Alice Cooper. I don't know. I don't know. But it's everywhere. And to hear that it tripled between 2016 and 19 simply gets me asking the question, how many people is it since 2019? And we're talking kids. How much money is the healthcare industry making off this? 12 to 18-year-old kids with sex surgeries. Oh my God, what are we doing? What are we doing? All right, we are going to move on to sports. And sports today is going to be brought to you by Cross Kitchens KC, Kansas City's remodeler, family-owned and operated in Belton, Missouri. Kitchen remodeling, countertop replacement, man cave makeovers, you name it. They do it at crosskitchenskc.com. Advantage Termite and Pest Control is the Midwest's best pest control company. They even take care of critters for you. Yeah, you got snakes, you got a possum digging around, you got something. They get it for you. Advantage Termite and Pest Control, 913-768-8989. They do what you can't. AdvantageTPC.com. And Mark and his team at 360 Document Solutions are online at 360documentsolutions.com. For any business in Missouri, Kansas, or Oklahoma, Mark can help you be more efficient. He can get you in new business machines and save you money at the same time. He can get you out of the leases you're currently in, and they provide customer service. When you get flummoxed and don't know how to fix your copiers or printers, they come service them for you. You're not on the phone with somebody in India trying to figure it out because you're with some big corporation. Go with the local guys. Go with the local conservatives. Missouri, Kansas, and Oklahoma businesses, make this call. 913-745-5344 for 360documentsolutions.com. All right, on to sports. The Chiefs play the Browns on Saturday. We had a great preview yesterday with Stan Weber. If you didn't play that one, you can still play that one and hear it. We like to put Stan up before the game a couple of days in advance so people have more time to hear it before the game actually kicks. So you've been fair warned. A lot of stories being written out there about what the Chiefs are going to do at wide receiver and whether they'll keep six or seven wide receivers. Andy Reid has done both in the past. The Chiefs believe, here's the rub this year, and some of these guys are unknown. We're not going to get into detail. We'll wait till the roster's out, right? But you've heard Justin Ross. You've heard the names. You've seen the players in the preseason. There is no evidence that a seventh receiver has ever been productive for the Chiefs. Mostly they're guys that do very little, and then they wind up, the Chiefs wind up with better receivers eventually, and they move on. Now, that was the old Chiefs. Chiefs have brought in a bunch of young receivers, and I think where they are, when Andy's talking about keeping seven, he's not saying my seventh receiver is going to be some stud this year. And this is not a criticism. I would be this way. And maybe Andy isn't this way. Maybe he's accomplished enough that he doesn't even think about it or worry about it. But I think this is the biggest part of the element. The biggest element of all this is we do not want to make a mistake letting a receiver go that becomes a Pro Bowl player somewhere else. Because these guys are young. And it's tough to evaluate, and it's been a short period of time. And to err on the side of caution and keep that extra receiver might be the right thing to do. Some people say no. If Chris Jones isn't in by then, I think you can go with probably one less defensive lineman maybe and an extra receiver. Some people think the opposite. Some people think, boy, if Chris Jones isn't in, you better take not just Chris Jones's slot, but another defensive lineman to make it work. I don't know. I think that's the interesting part of this roster is connected to wide receiver and defensive line. That's the interesting part of what's going to shake out. And I know that Andy Reid and the coaches love the fact they didn't have to make early cuts. They get the extra week. Look for a lot of young receivers on the bubble to play a lot and be targeted a ton in this game tomorrow. It will likely be more Shane Buechele than anyone else in this game. I'd bet he plays more snaps than the other quarterbacks, and we'll see. But I'll bet they target these bubble receivers a lot. I think if I'm the Chiefs, I'm keeping the seven. I don't want the Chiefs believe, they firmly believe they have eight NFL receivers on the roster. So at least one of them has to go. That they're going to cut one. That didn't sound right. They're going to cut one. They're going to cut a receiver that's going to land on another team and be on the roster this year. They're 100% sure of that. So why cut two receivers and let them be on other rosters? Keep one of them and figure it out. We shall see. We found the landing spot for Shannon Sharpe. You may know that Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless were on Fox Sports 1 for many years together. They didn't like each other. They got into fights, and they broke up. Shannon Sharpe took a buyout from Fox in June, became a free agent, and he is now going to co-host with Stephen A. Smith beginning Monday on the show they call First Take. I believe it starts at 9 a.m., and I'll be watching. I like Shannon Sharpe. A lot of people don't. And I like Stephen A. Smith in doses, and a lot of people don't. These are two men that have something to say. Not afraid to be wrong. Not afraid to be bold. It's what I'm looking for. And I never feel like either one of them, like Skip Bayless, I watch him, and I feel like he goes out of his way to just try to make something up that isn't there. It's too much. It's jumping the shark. He's going to this conclusion. I've never liked that about Skip Bayless. But I believe when Shannon Sharpe and Stephen A. Smith say something, they have a real reason they're saying it. And I like that. I'll watch. I don't know that I'm going to be able to sit glued to my TV and watch them for hours on end or anything like that. I think this show will be a smash success. I think Fox Sports is in real trouble. They have Colin Cowherd and nothing else. Honestly, that's all they've got. They've got the Carton show in the morning. He's a convicted felon. And it's an interesting enough show, but it doesn't move the needle. They don't know who they're putting on with Skip Bayless. He's under contract, so they don't want to get rid of him. They're going to throw somebody in there. It will fail, and that will be the end of Skip Bayless. And then they'll revamp that into a whole new show. I'm available, and I'm pretty sure I can do better than whoever they're going to throw on with Skip Bayless, because there ain't much out there. The guy that was out there was Shannon Sharpe, and ESPN got him. So good for them. Our finals are coming up, brought to you by Back 9 Development, online at back9development.com. Your custom home builder is TJ Vilkanskis in Back 9 Development. If you're considering building, give TJ a call. Say, hey, what are your processes? What are your ideas? What are your thoughts? And here's mine. Will this match? 785-236-0161. TJ's also got a plot of land in Lansing. They're getting ready to build a subdivision there. I believe they're going to be building a whole bunch of new custom homes that are 1 acre plus lots. If you're looking to get out of the city a little bit, call TJ and ask him about this. What's going on there exactly? If you're wanting to get in on it somehow, call him. 785-236-0161, back9development.com. And, of course, Buck Roofing. who does all the roofs for all of TJ's houses because they've become not partners, but associates. They do business together. They're good people. They met each other through the podcast. How good is that? Buck Roofing is online at 913, is online at rbuckroofing.com. Their phone number is 913-384-2680. You will sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Free inspection if you give them a call. Couldn't narrow it down to a final, and I thought about saving a couple of these for the newsletter, but the newsletter is tomorrow's business. I'll find more stuff for the newsletter tomorrow, but this is the kind of stuff that I like to write about in the newsletter. Just to give you a little tease, if you want to become a patron, you can go to kksissues.com. We got a handful of new patrons this week. Thank you to you for doing that. Many people said they've been listening since the beginning and just haven't become a patron. Now's the time. If you can afford $5 a month, you like the content, you want more, and you want the newsletter, I'd love to have you on board. It's kksissues.com. Click on Become a Patron. It's very easy. Joe Biden and his administration want to crack down now on ceiling fans. It's not just gas stoves. Ceiling fans. Of course, the head of the ceiling fan industry, because there's a head of every industry, is saying this is a complete and utter joke, and it is a complete and utter joke. What they don't like about ceiling fans is people leave them on all day. What they should be talking about is use your ceiling fan and turn your air conditioner up 2 degrees. Huh? How about that for an idea? Do you know how much money and energy my ceiling fans and my fans save me? We like it cold when we sleep. The fan that runs while we sleep uses less energy than the air conditioner I would have to turn down 2 more degrees. And you don't even want to know about what goes on in this house in the winter. Because there's nights our heat doesn't even kick on. We'll let it get down into the 50s, and it doesn't bother us at all. I get up in the morning to do the podcast. I'm like, woo! My boys, it's like George on Seinfeld when he had shrinkage. I'm like, I get out of bed. I'm like, woo! I run right to the thermostat and turn the heat up, and I get the hell away from that fan Jessica has blowing on us. But man, underneath that quilt and that comforter, it's so comfy and good sleeping all night. This isn't the answer. Ceiling fans, that's not going to help. Tell people to live in a colder house in the winter and a warmer house in the summer. We've been running ours up warm during the day now. It's been hot this week. Our air conditioner doesn't run all day. We've been moving, and I'm home by day, but I don't need it sleeping cold in here during the day. I'm fine with running it up several degrees. I've been running it 8 degrees warmer by day than night. Ceiling fans, you're idiots. Joe Biden. The USDA wants to tell you that you can only have 2 alcoholic drinks per week. They want to follow Canada. That's right. Our federal government now wants to follow the Canadians. Canadian government says 2 drinks per week. Now, there's no law. They don't arrest you if you drink more, and they can't really stop people in their house anyway, right? There's nothing to be imposed here at bars where you have a 2-drink maximum. They won't get away with this. But right now, the USDA says that a man can have 2 drinks a day and a woman can have 1 drink a day, and it's healthy, that it doesn't hurt you. It does no harm. That's equal to 2 beers or 2 glasses of wine or 2 shots of alcohol, which to me are entirely different things. If you can find one person that drinks both beer and alcohol that will tell you 2 beers is equal to 2 shots, I give up, because it's not. So the USDA maybe needs to have a couple of drinks and figure this out. But now they're saying 2 a day is no good. We think 2 a week is proper. 2 drinks per week. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. And this is the actual final. So we're going to call this one the final. A study in Europe has concluded those paper straws that you hate, you hate them. I know you hate them. They stopped making the plastic ones. Why? You remember why? Those are biodegradable too. Those in a dump, buried underground, will go away in time. They make the plastic ones biodegradable now. It's just like a lot of things that are biodegradable that they don't like the attack. Oh, they didn't like them in the ocean because they could get caught in a fish's gills, or a dolphin has one stuck in a blowhole or something like that, right? Which we've never seen video of. We just hear them say it. I find it hard to believe a dolphin comes to the surface in the air to breathe in air, then goes in the water, and as he's exiting the water toward the top, blows out. How in the world does the straw get in the blowhole? Because I've heard this. I don't know how it gets in there. This is the kind of stuff they do. I've never seen it. Have you seen it? I haven't seen it. I've seen straws in the water. It doesn't seem like that's a good thing to me. I would love if there was no straws in the ocean or lakes. I wish the lakes I swim in didn't have a million beer bottles at the bottom. I do. Or beer cans or whatever, plastic bottles. I wish they weren't down there, but they are. They are, because we're human and we're going to live our lives. The group in Europe has concluded that paper straws are worse for the water than plastic, that they are basically toxic forever. What they use in the paper straws are they release chemicals. They release things as they degrade and stay in the water and fall apart. They're worse for marine life than plastic straws. I'm not a scientist. I can't tell you how. I don't know how. I started reading it, and to be honest, it was above my science head. Yeah, I'm sure we can find some people that can explain it better. This is the best news I've ever heard. Paper straws are stupid. They're stupid. And metal straws are stupid. Okay? I used a metal straw one time, and they're not good on your teeth. Bad, bad, bad idea. We came up with something perfect. Plastic straws. They're perfect. Don't mess with them. They're perfect. I have one right here. My iced tea this morning. Ready? Mm. Yes. I like the plastic straws from McDonald's and Quick Trip. I cut them to size, put them right here in my Yeti tumbler from DK Specialties. That's the friend you can't mention on the podcast. You ever want to get a hold of him? Go to dkspecialties.net. His phone number is right on there. You can just call him and ask him who he is. dkspecialties.net. It's a public website. His phone number is right there. Call him up. He'll make these for you. He'll make Tervis tumblers for your business, all kinds of promotional items, golf shirts, tournaments, things. This is a Yeti he gave me. Very nice. His logo's on it. I've been drinking out of this for over 10 years. Every single day as I broadcast. This is my broadcast Yeti. dkspecialties.net. Do it. Somebody do it. Somebody go there and find his number. Say, hey, Kevin said this is your website and your phone number, so I'm calling to find out who is the friend you can't mention on the podcast. His number's right there. dkspecialties.net. The man's running a business. He put his phone number on his website. What am I? I'm just a podcaster giving out a website. dkspecialties.net. Who owns that thing? Who's the guy that runs that thing? What's his name? What's his phone number? Well, if you go to dkspecialties.net, you can probably find out. Oh, for God's sake, please blow his phone up. That would be so fun. He's not that busy. You'll be able to get a hold of him. And thank you very much for listening to KKHI, and have a fabulous weekend for myself and Jason.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.